Good afternoon, everyone. It is time for our April edition of PMC Live. I'm your host, Angela Denning. PMC Live happens the first Thursday of every month. It's when we check in with the Petersburg Medical Center. Today, I'm joined in the studio by Julie Walker, PMC's Community Wellness and Emergency Preparedness Coordinator, and CEO Phil Hofstetter. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So we're going to be going over COVID-19, getting an update on that in the community. We're going to hear about PMC's board meeting with Search that happened, and then also about the community health fair that's coming up. First, and I don't want to spend a ton of time on COVID, you know.
Who does?
Yeah. People will appreciate that. But yeah. What can you tell us as a quick update of what you're seeing at the hospital now?
Yeah. So we've actually this week, and I sent the message out to staff last evening. We certainly have seen an uptick in our employees. And, I think that, we're not testing as much out in the community. So to me, it's sort of a barometer of most likely there's probably increase out in the community as well. I think as the CDC has let some of the masking guidelines down and we're interacting more and we're traveling more and a lot of these activities, I think that we still have to be vigilant. Certainly within our hospital, we want to make sure we're testing quite a bit our employees. I encourage employees also to use the home kits and test as much as possible so that we can detect it and make sure that they're, at home isolating appropriately. So certainly something to be vigilant of and make sure that you're aware of and use those home kits. If you're out and about and you're uncertain, pay attention to your symptoms. The symptoms are something that, we hear often where someone's like, oh, well, I don't have any symptoms. And then, when they detect positive, well, I kind of had a scratchy throat or I kind of had this and I kind of had that. So paying attention to your symptoms and testing is really, really key at this stage in the pandemic.
Okay, so focus on the home tests. And then if needed, can people get tested at PMC?
Absolutely. We still offer that. Even the travel testing is still, still free charge. We have that. That's a PCR test that continues. We also have great antigen testing, waived antigen testing on site, in addition to the home kits that people have available out in the community for free. So those are the things those are tools that we can use. We, it should not be a big and scary thing as far as detection and understanding and how to prevent spreading and just do, make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to make sure that we keep it out of our facility, keep our patients and residents safe. That's our main goal.
And you have supplies of the monoclonal treatment if needed for the folks that might be at high risk for getting really sick.
Yes. Okay. And the sooner, everything is about timing and making sure that the faster we detect that, if you meet the criteria, then we have that available. Yep.
Great. Okay. Can you kind of talk a little bit about Search? The PMC board met with the head of Search, the CEO, yep. And Search, most people know, but it's the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, a regional healthcare group. Mm-hmm. What's your takeaway from that meeting?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a good meeting. I liked, I appreciated the fact that the CEO, Chuck Clement, was willing to come down and be available and provide information in a public forum. Our board and our hospital, we certainly are, want to make sure we advocate for transparency on everything that we do. And so I think it was a good starting point. I'd probably put the question back to you or to other community members. What are your thoughts on that? It's nice to hear there's some willingness on different ways to collaborate. I guess the proof will be on, what are some things and some action items we can do after that as far as collaboration. We, as a hospital and a board, our operations, that's something that we want to stand behind. We want our local operations. We want a local community hospital. That doesn't mean, we can't collaborate, certainly. But we also don't want to be part of a bigger entity necessarily at all as far as an operational standpoint. We stand behind that 100%. And that was something we were able to articulate as well, prior to that meeting and even ongoing. So it was nice to hear there's different opportunities to collaborate, and we'll just see how that works. So that's my perspective. It sounded like it was a starting point for a conversation with the board and with us, with leadership, and we'll just see how it develops.
Okay, so there's nothing on the calendar for meeting again with Search at this point.
No, I think we're going to meet at the next board meeting. We're going to have a discussion and maybe present some opportunities and action items at that point as well. Also, I think we have to meet with the Borough Assembly as a work session annually, and we're planning on that. And I think it also will have a good opportunity for discussion with the Assembly. And we'd also like to include the stakeholder with PIA as well and part of that conversation and maybe just get an understanding of what we want. We all want good healthcare in the community. And how do we do that? And how can we work together towards that? It's really the end goal.
Yeah, it seemed like Search, the CEO, was open it didn't seem like he had a ton of background information on where Petersburg was at in the process, but he said he was very willing to collaborate. But I'm wondering, for you as a CEO of PMC, do you have any examples of how that could happen? Or in your mind, is there...
I have had conversations with Search since I got here. I've tried talking with leadership. I've tried many different ways to move things forward, and so again, I think, as we heard, he's authorized to speak on behalf of Search. So maybe we'll make some headway this way around. We'll just have to see.
Okay. And you mentioned, a meeting with the borough, and you're kind of referring to those millions of dollars that you received from the federal government, or the borough received for a new hospital.
There was direct spending for PMC towards a new facility and the next phase that was submitted. That's a sort of a secondary agenda item, certainly as far as the borough and the PMC. We certainly want to have a conversation along those lines. And what those next steps would be, and also how do we want to proceed with that? How do we want to include the community in that aspect? And really, looking at what we now have some funds to be able to move some of this forward. How do we want to do site selection? How do we want to use that funds wisely and appropriately, and making sure that we have good conversation about it.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like just a little bit of public feedback KFSK heard from the funding or from the award. People have some ideas about site selection and where they'd like to see it,
Yeah. I mean, we have to remember that the master planning was done. There was five sites that were selected and that we obviously know there's a lot of strong opinions around that. It's going to be one of those things that is just, no one's going to agree 100% on a site. There's just no way. We just want to make sure that we choose the right site for the facility for the long term, and making sure that, we are using the sites that were provided by us. If there's other sites, there's some due diligence behind the scenes, certainly, that we want to be able to proceed and make sure that we don't overlook anything. But yes, I'm used to that. I was also where I was before. That was also a hot topic, where you choose, where can you have the location? And then what's the reality of that? There's a lot of infrastructure underneath here. It would be Muskeg. Up there, it was tundra. Do you have sewer water? Do you have power hookups? Do you have, the cost of sewer water is extremely expensive. I remember there was this grandiose plan up at Nome where it was going to be on top of this hill. But it was almost a quarter of a mile from the road, and it was so cost prohibitive and that you had to end up, having to compromise in some of those situations. And there's wetlands and there's things like that we have to really get a good idea and look at.
All right. Well, it'll be exciting as that, progresses.
Yes.
And yeah. Julie, I'd love to talk about the community health fair that's coming up. It happens every other year, right?
Well, yes, except the last one was canceled due to COVID. So okay. This year's theme is actually getting back on track. That is the theme of our health and safety fair this year. So we're looking forward to that. The actual in-person health fair will be held on June 4th, Saturday, June 4th from 10 to 1 at the community gym. Prior to that, people have the opportunity to get their blood drawn and see some of their numbers, some of the numbers that can be indicative of, diabetes or other health issues that they may detect early and be able to address. So we really encourage community members to really get back into the mindset of preventive care, and we offer these tests at a very discounted rate. So it's a good opportunity to do it, and many community members are familiar with it and doing it every other year.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the blood draws, because it seems like a lot of people use the health fair as a way to kind of monitor their health through that kind of testing. And it's a long list of things that it can tell you about, like white blood cells and red blood cells and, you know, anemia, or which is my case. I'm always watching that, even though I eat, like, I feel like I eat red meat every day. But anyway, that's something that I have to personally watch. My mom was the same way. But like you said, there's diabetes, there's cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a good way for the general public. And it's kind of the cost of it is lower than normal, right?
Yes, significantly lower than normal. And so we actually don't bill insurance for the cost of the health fair labs. Those are all paid out of pocket. Some employers, local employers, are also paying for their employees. So when you go to sign up, you'll see a list of those employees. And if you work for one of them, then, you know, you can get your health fair labs paid for through your employer. So that's a nice benefit. This year, we do have a couple of one major change is that due to limited supplies of testing supplies, we actually had to limit our testing menu. So we're not offering things like things that had to be sent out, such as vitamin D testing or HIV testing. We're not able to offer those tests this year. We're still able to offer the basic health fair panels, the A1Cs, which is a diabetes screening, the thyroid screening. So many of the ones people are familiar with and that are really important. But just know that there may be a few less things on the menu this year, and that's the reason.
Okay. Yeah, what I remember is hundreds of people take advantage of this. Your lab is busy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think around 500 is the kind of standard we've done. Last week we actually did our employees, and so we kind of did that trial run with our employees, kind of get the work out the kinks, and we had about 60 employees come through and do the health fair, and it was really good to, you know, get the feel for what that will look like with our new electronic medical record system, you know, new staff in the lab, new staff in other areas, just kind of getting that feel for what health fair will look like for the community. So we did that last week, and then the community ones will be the last week in April and the first 3 weeks in May. And scheduling is open now for those.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask, how can people sign up for the blood work?
They can go to our website, pmcak.org, and there's a link right there on the homepage. They can sign up, and then they can also just, there's information who to call if you're having any issues getting signed up there.
Okay. When I looked, it looked like there were a couple, at least one new thing, I thought. IFOB, is that new?
Don't know if that's new.
No, it's not. It's not a new test. It's I'm not an expert in this area, but it is a test for, it's like a screening exam for colon cancer. And it's something that is available out there. I think I highly encourage that. It's been really challenging getting people for the colonoscopies. So our medical staff really wanted to push something out there, at least to get something that you can do a home screening. It's not perfect as far from that standpoint, but it is something that's available, and I highly encourage that.
Okay, so that's something that can be tested this year.
So if you sign up for it, you get a kit that you take home with you, and then you return it back to the lab. So it's a stool sample kit, and you return it back. So there's instructions you get at the health fair when you get your blood drawn. You get a kit with instructions, take it home, and then bring it back.
Okay, kind of an add-on. That's like one of the add-ons to the general panel of blood work that you would get.
Yes.
All right, anything else? What else would you like people to know about the health fair? So there's blood draws, and there's the, you know, getting your screening through those. But what about the event on the 4th? What's that going to look like?
Yeah, so the event on the 4th, again, will be at the community gym. We're kind of still working on details of it, but we're planning to have some vendors from out of town and in town, health and safety, wellness kinds of tables and booths, prizes, soliciting for some prizes, some raffles, giveaways, kind of things like that. And then we'll also have some speakers. So two of our providers will be doing short talks. One of them will be on getting to know those health fair numbers. So just finding out a little bit more about what those numbers mean. And then we have a guest speaker coming actually from Nome. Her name is Carol Sipalu. And she has been speaking all over the state, and we're really excited to have her. She's a Yupik woman who has a history of battling depression and obesity, and she has really found a passion for life through running. So she's become an ultra runner and has a really powerful story to share, and we're very excited to bring her here. She's going to do two talks, so one for teenagers and then the other for the general community, teenagers and young adults, I should say, and then one for the general community. So we'll have a little more on that to come, but we're very excited to bring in her as a guest speaker.
I think I've read about her in the Anchorage Daily News, a really fascinating person, sharing her story, just very generous in that way to, you know, be vulnerable and share her story, and just the, it's really super inspiring, and just the running events that she's involved with, they're, you know, not short.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, she's going to be a very good speaker. I'm very excited to have her.
Awesome. I think the health fair was the event where I first signed up for medical lifts out of town. You know, when I got here, I was told you should get, you know, medevac insurance, you know, get medevac insurance because you're on an island. And I didn't for a while, but then at the health fair, there was a table there like, here's the information. Okay, I can do that.
Sign up. Yeah, we're hoping to have some out of town vendors like that one as well. Yeah.
Great. Awesome. So June 4th. Is the date for people.
June 4th. And if anybody wants to host a booth, please let us know. We're kind of getting those details worked out.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Phil, before we go?
No, I'm just excited about the health fair. I think it's fantastic. I'm very excited to have Carol come down. And I've known her as well in the past. So she's really inspirational. I think I'm going to highly encourage people to attend that. And you know, just a lot of the activities that our Julie and the wellness team have been doing, they're involved in things like childcare and diabetes prevention and just putting on a lot of events. And I'm just so excited about that from a healthcare standpoint. And that's a lot of the outreach into the community, sort of that extension beyond the facility and what things we can do and what things we can offer. And those are great examples of that. So very, very thankful to have the program going, and very thankful to have Julian, Becky, and Kelly all leading that team.
And you, do you have anything to add, Julie?
I don't think so. Just stay tuned for the health fair information, and we're looking forward to getting back on track.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. This wraps up our monthly edition of PMC Live. Thank you to our guests today, Julie Walker and Phil Hofstetter with PMC. If you missed some of the show, we will be posting the whole thing on our website later on, kfsk.org.